Heading back to your seats, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's such a special day because today is the last day that I'm going to have Catherine and Autumn and Ben. Is Ben here? Ben, this is your last time, dude. Come on. I have something for you. He's like, I'm done with children's church. Anyway, okay, so I have a little gifty poo for Catherine and Autumn, and just to tell you how much we love you, and you are going to do great things. This is, I think this is for Catherine. Oh, no, this is for Autumn. And this is for Catherine. And then, Catherine, do you mind taking this to Ben on your way out? Thank you. He's drinking his coffee in the back, you know. JK, he's not drinking coffee. Okay. Other thing is, so have y'all met Sharon in our office? I don't know if she's here today. So she's awesome. Love Sharon. And she is helping me to get the word out about Sacred Roots. That's our new partnership with Rio Texas. It's a new initiative to try to get our little ones, our little Evelyns and even younger, to really engage in knowing God on a day-to-day basis. And so what Sharon helped me do is print out these four just ideas of things you could do with your little ones. And it doesn't have to be that little. You could do it with even this age. But if you want to help me get the word out, Sacred Roots is what we're all about now. And anytime you see Oakley the acorn, it's just to remind you that there's a lot of resources for you to get that connection going with God with your little one. And it's a lot of supportive stuff for parents and caregivers sometimes when we get exhausted. So, okay, so that is Sacred Roots. So try and pick up one of these if you are a parent or caregiver. And guys, wow, there's been so much going on this week. And so I'm so glad Miss Heather wrote down her notes today because I've already forgotten, even though I practiced like 20 times. Okay, so we wanted to talk about, yes. Is there something, okay, let's start with this. Are any of y'all's dogs afraid? Does anybody have a dog? Raise your hand. Are your dogs afraid of thunder? Like when it, raise your hand if your dog gets really freaked out when it's raining or thundering. Yeah, my dog like freaks out, runs around the house, barking, wakes everybody up, goes nuts. Is there anything in your life that makes you scared? You don't have to say it, but you can think of something that might scare you a little bit. Okay, Emma, Ella, feeling alone. Yes, alone. Thank you for saying that because sometimes we can feel alone, not only scared, but alone. Emerson. You feel scared sometimes? Oh, okay. So Jesus wants you to know that you are not alone. Okay, he told us before he went up to heaven, he said, just turn to me and I will help you. You won't be afraid. Do not be afraid because I am with you and I'm going to be there for you always. So everybody, I might have to put the microphone down. Actually, I could use a helper. Who wants to be my helper? And Emery, can you hold the microphone right here, honey? Okay, just right here in my mouth. Yeah, right there. Okay, everybody get your hands ready. And Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. Can everybody do that? I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you as a gift, the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So don't be troubled or afraid. Okay, let's say that one more time. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart.
And the peace I give you as a gift, the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Those are big words. Thank you, Emery. Okay. And we just pray to God right now. Let's close our eyes and we'll say, thank you, God, for your words, for us to feel peace and strength and not to be afraid because we know you're with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. All right, let's go for last children's church. Miss Taylor's not going to cry.